Smile. 90.4 FM.
Do you know the black bag liner that you put inside the kitchen bin?
Yes.
So, these bags are pricey, right? Once a week, our wheelie bins go out on a Friday. So I try and stretch the black bag that's in that bin until Thursday evening when it goes out of the wheelie bin. And the way I do that is I forbid the family from putting large trash items into the kitchen bin. So if there's like the egg basket or juice bottles or whatever the case would be, that's got to go to the wheelie bin immediately. It can't go into the kitchen bin because I don't want to replace the black bag before the week's over.
You know, my grandpa was the same, but he made us crush the items.
Did he?
So if it was like a 2-liter bottle of Coke or something, you have to like press all the air out first.
Before you put it in the bin.
If it was a carton of eggs, you got to rip it up first.
I go as far, if I open that trash bin in the kitchen, and if there's a big item in there, I will make a louder, who put this in the bin? And then I'll call them up and say, fish it out. And they all, fish it out. And that'll teach them so not to put it in there again.
I wonder how much a black bag actually costs.
This is the thing. It's not necessary. But I do it anyway. Any big trash items must go to the big wheelie bin outside. It's just, open the gate, go outside, put in the wheelie bin. Why must you fill up the trash bin? Then I've got to replace it. Now you've got half a black bag. That's got to go out. Or not enough for the next week. It's just a compounding effect. Don't do it.
Smile Breakfast. Cesc tot 9. 9. With Bobby and Lindy. Smile. 90.4 FM.